Welcome to the Parenting Revival Podcast, the go-to space for all things early parenting. I'm your host, Sharanya V, your partner in this wild ride called parenthood. As an early parenting coach with a background in family psychology, counseling, and pediatric sleep, my mission is simple: to help you shift from merely surviving to thriving. Buckle up, because we're about to embark on a journey where early parenting becomes less of a struggle and more of a joyful adventure. Hello, and welcome to the Parenting Revival Podcast. Oh my God. Whew, this is a dream. You have no idea how exciting this is for me, because I've honestly dreamt of having my own show for the longest time ever. And I never thought that it would come to me this way. So yes, hello. For those of you who don't know me, I am the founder of Nest and Thrive. I'm Sharanya V. I'm an early parenting coach. I specialize in family psychology, counseling, and pediatric sleep. And I help parents overcome sleep deprivation, mental torment, marital struggles, parenting difficulties, and household mayhem. I literally revive parents who are on survival mode. If this is something that you want to be participating in, if you want to stop surviving and you want to start thriving, this is the podcast that you want to be on. You don't want to miss out. Okay. I am going to share here on this trailer podcast who I am, why I do what I do, because I think it's really important that you know whether you should be sticking around or not, and whether this is something that is relatable to you, right? So let me start off with a little bit of a background story of how Nest and Thrive became my third baby. So I'm a mom of two. When I first became a mom, close to 6 years ago, I was struggling. Pregnancy was okay. It was very exciting. My husband and I were moving from Myanmar to Singapore, transitioning from one country to the next. But we are originally Malaysians. And it was very exciting because my husband and I kind of love traveling and love globetrotting and discovering new places and things like that. And so my husband got a posting here in Singapore, and that's how we ended up here. And wow, when my son was 35 days old, that was when we took the flight across from Malaysia to Singapore, and we began life. We moved into a unit that was not exactly furnished. We were literally beginning from scratch because it was a new place, right? And it was so different from all of our other moves because we had this third little person that we had to deal with, right? And I generally like to do things myself, and I truly enjoy doing it as well. But motherhood was completely different. I always had that independence thing in my mind all the time. But when we came to Singapore, I tried. I tried and tried and tried every day, right? And then I hit 3 months postpartum, and I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. I am completely sleep deprived. I hate what I'm doing. I'm not connecting with my child. I did not like my spouse. I felt like he could escape the torment of being a new parent because he had to go to work every single day from, you know, 9 to 9. And I had to deal with the baby 24/7. To me, that was so unfair. Let alone having had been pregnant and having a high-risk pregnancy, I had to leave my job, I left my identity. I was so confused. I had no idea. I was honestly on survival mode. I was just taking every day as it came. And I thought to myself, this cannot be it. This cannot be parenting. This is not what I signed up for, right? It really caught me off guard. I didn't like it at all. I told myself, it's okay, let's just keep going, right? Everyone does it, every mom does it, right? And everybody makes it look so easy and look so good. I told myself, I can do it too. Come on, let's do this. I tried and tried and tried for 3 months. And then when I was 3 months postpartum, it hit me rock hard. I was no longer myself. I told my spouse, I told my husband, I was like, if a change doesn't happen now, things are going to get really ugly. I was handling way too many things that I wasn't an expert in. I just wished that someone would tell me what the heck to do with my child, with my child's sleep. Why was this kid waking up every single, you know, hour of the night? My child was literally waking up every hour and an hour and a half for feeds. And I'm like, I just fed you. I didn't understand sleep, baby sleep. I did not understand how I was supposed to manage everything, manage my child, manage cooking, cleaning, looking after myself. Well, that was off the charts. Like, I didn't even think that was something that I needed to do. I was completely devoted to being a mother to my child. And I honestly did not picture this in my mind when I was pregnant and when I was excited to have the baby, right? When we planned to become parents, this was not what I pictured. I said, there has to be a way out. Anyways, I was so low. I was depressed. I was anxious. I was not my optimum self. And because I come from a mental health background, I was very aware of all of these signs. But I still kept going and going and going. And 3 months postpartum, I told my husband, I'm like, that, I'm done with this. I have to do something for myself. And I took the plunge. I jumped in. I enrolled myself in a master's program. I did my master's in counseling. I enrolled in the program just 3 months postpartum in a foreign land, right? Singapore, managing everything. And when I signed up, I was like, we'll see what comes, okay? I will take it on. But it made me so happy because it belonged to me. This course, this higher education program, this master's in counseling was my little project that belonged to me, not my baby, not my spouse. I was really happy about that. I wasn't sure whether I was going to be able to do it or not, but I was happier than I was before I signed up. And then once I signed up, I realized, oh gosh, the load is huge. What on earth am I going to do now? And that's when I started researching sleep and thinking about learning how to sleep coach my son. I had no idea I could hire someone at that point of time to get my child sleeping through the night. So I was just doing all the research on my own, and I managed to get him to sleep through the night, 12 hours a night, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. After about a month and a half of teaching him what I wanted him to do. The poor guy, right? I mean, it's so different with my daughter, because when I had my daughter, I already got my certification done, and she took 2 nights to sleep through the night. So this is the difference when you're figuring things out on your own and when you know what you're doing. It makes such a huge difference. So when my son started sleeping through the night, life became so beautiful. Oh my gosh, I can't even explain how transformative that journey was, because I started seeing a different side of him. He was a happier baby. He was developing really well. He started doing new things every couple of days, really frequently. The milestones, he was reaching his milestones really quickly. Eating better, feeding better, in a better mood. All of those perks, wow. And because he was happy, I was happy too. And his naps were so predictable. I knew if I put him down at 12, I would only see him again at 2 p.m. And I could get like assignments done, research done, my paperwork done, or cook a meal, or just relax and do what I needed to do, or breathe, or have a shower, whatever, right? And life became so much more predictable. I started loving myself again. I started seeing, hey, this is Sharnia's back, right? And I wasn't like a hostile wife anymore. I was not hating my spouse. Because of all the imbalance in our household, things became really so much more stabilized. Sleep was predictable, life was predictable. I knew exactly when I had time on my hands and when I would spend quality time with my son and my spouse, and when to honestly get the house sorted as well. Like, these things, these chores are not going to get done on its own. And when I realized, wow, this is such an amazing experience, because I'm like, wow, I honestly am loving this. This is what I expected of parenting. I did not expect to struggle a whole lot. And parenting should be this beautiful and it should be this amazing, right? And I thought to myself, wow, that's amazing that I've already reached this point. And I was only just a couple of months postpartum. And then I started meeting all these other moms outside and they were like, oh my gosh, I'm struggling. My baby's not sleeping through the night. I hate my husband. You know, my house is a complete mess. And I'm like, no. You can totally sort it out. You need to prioritize yourself. You know, you need to get your baby's sleep done. And then everything is going to be beautiful. You need to focus on yourself, fill up your cup. Your mental health is so important and you can do this. And then I started helping moms out. And that was the beginning of Nest and Thrive. Because I was transforming one family after another, slowly but surely. And I was like, this is my calling. This is so my calling in life. If I can do it, any mom can do it, right? Why not? So that's just a little bit about me, for you to have a bit of a background to who I am and why I did what I did and where I am now today and how my podcast can very likely help you stop surviving and start thriving. So if you're going to stick around, these are the topics that you would be expecting to hear me talk about. Okay, pediatric sleep is a big one. I would be teaching you loads about maternal mental health, paternal mental health, how to go about your marital struggles, parenting foundations, how do you decide what kind of parents you want to become, the kind of lifestyle you want to lead with your growing children, and how to manage your household according to all of the values that you've decided that you're going to stick by in your parenting journey. So here is where you begin building your foundations in early parenting. You can't possibly think of building foundations when you are in a 20-year marriage or you have a 20-year-old child. It all happens right from now, right from the beginning of life, of your children and yourselves together as a couple. This dynamic is a completely different dynamic compared to when you were married as a couple without a child. However, if you want to stop surviving, right? Then I'm going to totally suggest that you stay on here. Stick with me, right? And for those of you who are listening in right now, thank you for tuning in. This is fantastic. I cannot wait to spill the beans here on my podcast, the Parenting Revival Podcast. Thank you again for being here. This is my trailer. Love that you have been here and listening to this. If you know somebody else who kind of needs this kind of help, right? Like how I felt all those years ago. Like, why can't someone just tell me what to do? I'm your girl. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you again for being here. And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Parenting Revival Podcast. If you found these insights helpful, or if you have burning questions itching for answers, don't hesitate to reach out. Remember, you're not alone in this parenting journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, remember to subscribe, rate, leave a review, or simply screenshot this and share it on your socials. Your feedback means the world to me, and together, let's make tiny but mighty changes in your early parenting life. And for more resources and updates, follow me on Instagram at sharniav.nestthrive. Until next time, this is Sharnia V signing off. Take care and keep thriving.